You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Challenges like rising prices of crude and commodities, India's inflation today is about 6.9% and India's tolerance band is 4% plus minus 2%. So we could go up to 6, but we have breached the 6% mark, but not so badly, she says. Next up, about the coal crisis. The country is staring at yet another power crisis in less than a year, thanks to the coal shortage. Experts say that at least 12 states are likely to be hit severely in the coming weeks as we approach peak summer season, which is when the demand for power would actually go up. The higher prices of global coal and low imports are only expected to worsen the crisis. But first things first, the supply-demand gap has been increasing consistently, which is why there's shortage. Experts predict that demand is likely to surpass even July 2021 peak this year as industry activity is speed up. India is heavily dependent on coal power-based generation, which accounts for a capacity of 210 gigawatts of the total 396 gigawatt, about 53% of the country's total as of March 2022. One of the key factors that played a role in the falling domestic stocks of coal was heavy rainfall last year in states like Jharkhand, Orissa, West Bengal, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Madhya Pradesh, which are the most reserves. Power plants' inventories had an average coal stock of only 9 days at the beginning of the financial year of 2023, which is the lowest at least since 2014, according to a report. Here's an update from the entertainment sector. Netflix lost 2 lakh subscribers in the first quarter, which is well short of its forecast of adding 2.5 million subscribers. It says inflation, war in Ukraine, and fierce competition contributed to a loss of subscribers for the first time in more than a decade. Netflix has predicted more contraction ahead, marking an abrupt shift in fortunes for a streaming company that thrived during the pandemic. But here's an interesting point. While the world was busy unsubscribing, Netflix subscriber base in India grew, thanks to the cheaper plans it offered. However, following the sharp drop in subscribers overall, Netflix is considering the changes it has long resisted. These are minimizing password sharing and creating a low-cost subscription supported by advertising. These looming changes are designed to help Netflix regain momentum lost over the past year. Pandemic-driven lockdowns that drove binge-watching have been lifted, while deep-pocketed rivals such as Apple and Walt Disney have begun to chip away at its vast audience with their own streaming services. Lastly, here's an update on the political front. Bulldozers demolished several structures at Jahangirpuri in Delhi today amid heavy paramilitary and police presence during the NDMC's anti-encroachment drive. According to reports, bulldozers demolished several structures at Delhi's Jahangirpuri today amid a heavy paramilitary and police presence during the NDMC's anti-encroachment drive. However, the drive was stopped within hours following a Supreme Court order. The drive continued even after the court directed the authorities to stop. However, since there was no written order, the civic body had already bulldozed a number of temporary shops and structures. Last weekend, the Jahangirpuri area witnessed violent clashes, including stone pelting, arson and firing, between two communities during a Hanuman Jayanti procession. 8 police personnel and local resident had sustained injuries. Following this incident, heavy police and paramilitary forces were deployed ahead of the anti-encroachment drive. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest.